Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, the Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." We live in a pretty nasty, rude, dark, evil world. People are in such a hurry to do what they want. They're filled with their own success. It's as though they don't care, and sometimes we don't care who we hurt, who we step on, and our attitude, as long as we get what we want. God tells us that in these last days, things will be like this. These are the last days before Jesus comes back at the rapture to take the saved away. And he said, one of the things that is going to be a mark of those days is that people will be unthankful. We don't hear please and thank you very much anymore. We used to hear it on a daily basis in business transactions, on the telephone, in the stores, in the restaurants, in our homes. I hate to say it, how sad, people hardly hear please and thank you in their homes anymore. I do believe that the Lord's coming soon. I do not know when, but I believe it's sooner than we think. God tells us that in these last days before Jesus comes back, that people will act in such a way that it is described here in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want to take this thought of unthankfulness and give you a few thoughts today. Number one, God tells us to give thanks in everything. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Bible is very, very clear on what God has to say here. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God says giving thanks in everything, not because of everything. Find something in every situation in order to give God thanks. He didn't say that we're supposed to be thankful that if we fell and broke our arm, that we broke our arm. But we're to find something in that situation that we can give thanks for. You may be able to only be thankful that it wasn't worse, but at least you could be thankful. You can always be thankful that you're saved, that you'll never have to face hell or face the judgment for our sin, or that heaven's our home for those of us who are saved. It may be that you're thankful that you'll never have to face this opposition again, maybe. Let's learn to be thankful in our homes for each other and what they do. Let's be thankful when our spouse cooks or cleans, does the laundry, irons a shirt, mows the grass or cleans things up outside. Let's be thankful when the children do their chores or when people do things that are nice in our home. How about we learn to say thank you? When's the last time we said thank you to a boss for our paycheck, or to a fellow employee for helping out, or to a manager at work that did something kind? When's the last time we thanked somebody for doing a good job, like a waitress or whoever? Let's learn to be thankful in everything, not because of everything. Number two, we need to sing with thankfulness. Psalm 69:30, Psalm 104, Psalm 147, verse 7. These verses tell us that we're to sing with thankfulness. The music of today in the world, and sadly, in most churches, is not thankfulness to God. God could not be thankful, nor are we thankful in the music sometimes that we sing or listen to. What's happened to thank you, Lord, for saving my soul? Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and so free. What a wonderful song. We ought to learn to listen to music and sing music that is filled with thankfulness. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, and hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Maybe we ought to have music that gives God thanks. Next, thankfulness should proceed out of our mouth. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse number 19 says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. You know, being thankful should be as natural as breathing. We need to train children to be thankful. We need to train adults and teenagers to be thankful. We need to say thank you everywhere we go. Recently, I had a church member who had to go through a little domestic situation with some police officers. And the police officers handled themselves very well and professionally. I called the sheriff's office and thanked the sheriff for how well the officers did and how well they treated the people in my church. You know, that's what God wants from us. Being truly thankful is not a warm, squishy feeling. It's just sincerely taking time to thank someone for what they've done. Number four, God says we ought to pray with thanksgiving. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. You know, God's more likely to answer if he knows we're going to give thanks in return. Something I've tried to teach my church and my children when they were small. We learn to beg God an awful lot. We ought to take as much time after God answers thanking him for the answer to prayer as the time we put into the prayer asking him for which we got. You know, we should take that time and thank him many times afterwards. Good manners with God goes a long way. And lastly, learn to receive with thanksgiving. Say, that sounds kind of silly, preacher. Well, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 3, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. We ought to learn to receive and be thankful for what we get. A kind note, a colored picture from a child. Nothing is too small to be thankful for. Let's be thankful for all things. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.